Saturday morning. Hope you all are having a good weekend so far. None of us liveth to himself, and no man dieth to himself. Romans 14:7. Whether we live unto the Lord or whether we die unto the Lord. Whether we live therefore or die, we are the Lord's. Romans 14:8. Let no man seek his own, but every man another's wealth. Yet ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body, and ye are bought with a price. And in your spirit, which are God's. I live by the faith of the Son of God, which loved me and gave himself for me. Galatians 2:19-20. You know, a lot of people talk about their faith. And a lot of the health and wealth and name it and claim it people talk about how they've built on their faith. But I must say that my faith is nothing. I live by the faith of the Son of God. I don't live off of my faith. I live off the faith that God has given me and placed within me. And it's the faith of Christ. Would you rather depend on your faith or the faith of Almighty God? In Him we live and move and have our being. On this rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ's solid rock I stand. The faith of Christ is unshakable, unmovable, impenetrable, and shall never fail. Our measly faith will fail every time. He says, I have loved thee with an everlasting love, therefore with loving kindness have I drawn thee. Jeremiah 31:3. Behold, a greater than Solomon is here. Yes, Solomon was great in all of his glory and wisdom that God gave him, by the way. Solomon would have had no wisdom whatsoever had it not been given to him from above. Every good gift and every perfect gift cometh from above, cometh down from the Father of lights, in whom there is no shadow of turning. The Prince of Peace. Scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure a good man some would even dare to die. But God commanded his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Jesus Christ is the author and the finisher of our faith. For the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despised the shame, and is set down at the right hand of God. Who being in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men, and being found in the fashion of a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto the death, even the death of the cross. The love of Christ passeth knowledge. We have no other one we can trust in. Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. The unsearchable riches of Christ, of him are ye in Jesus Christ, Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. 1 Corinthians 1:30. Well, when we talk about the issue of faith, we realize that faith is all a work of God in our hearts. By grace are you saved through faith, not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Satisfaction in life comes from knowing that within my heart and mind there's an inner peace of glowing in Christ I can find. A refuge for the soul when life is tough to take, Christ tells us in his word, I will never thee forsake. Oh, the joy and peace it gives me when I rest in what he said, believing that he is living, having raised up from the dead. Christ, the King of glory, is seated on his royal throne, and he intercedes for me when in my spirit I can only groan. Lord, show mercy to this floundering heart once more, I pray, so at sunrise, noon, or evening I may end my present stay. May your grace so envelop everything I say and do that the world will have no question that I am your child, too. Let the tribulations I go through be a witness of your grace. May my enemies not overtake me. Let their curses be erased. May your power, love, and purpose be demonstrated in my life, and may I find satisfaction in the midst of all this strife. And when I draw my last breath and am taken home to be with you, may my passing over be of satisfaction too. I'll be satisfied in knowing, even though it's been a test, I am now transcending into your perfect rest. Well, having the faith of Christ instilled within us brings calm to our souls. Christ brings calm to my soul when the changes of wind blow, when it seems a mystery of which way I should go. Christ brings calm to my soul when questions vex my mind. I have always found that in Christ I can find comfort, knowing He's in control. Christ brings calm to my soul when nothing seems to change. His cool waters of blessing He does for me arrange. Christ will bring calm to my soul when I'm lying close to death. May I praise his holy name when I take my last breath. Well, there's nothing that can replace the faith of Christ. Dear Lord, the reins of my heart are in your hands. When troubled waters are before me, my enemies obey your commands. Who can in thy holy presence stand? But those whom thou hast delivered with your mighty hand, and chose them in Christ before the world began. My hope rests in your finished work and in your Son, who gave his life a ransom for many, to rescue their souls from death for eternity. What a delight as I trust in your grace and mercy to think that you have chosen me to raise me from death to life and set my soul in Christ at liberty. And when I come to stand before your holy throne, may I trust in Christ and Christ alone, and abide forever with you, for your blood for me atones. Well, what it brought about this faith to the children of God? Well, we know it all originated from God Himself. When we think of God's love and what He did for you and me by dying on the cross unconditionally, I'm sometimes overwhelmed in my mind and in my soul why this precious Savior would even care to give Himself on Calvary for my life to spare. He could have gone about doing other things like watching the angels and listening to them sing. But to come to this sin-cursed earth and to die for me is the greatest expression of love that I will ever see. How can I thank you, Lord, for being oh so kind to realize that before creation you had this worm in mind? To come and shed your blood and endure such scorn and pain should cause me to give you praise in an eternal refrain. Help me demonstrate in some real way this grace and love to others is my prayer today. So many times I forget what an awesome thing you did for me when you died and rose again and set my soul at liberty. Well, faith is a wonderful thing. And being given life is a wonderful thing. And, you know, having been born again by the Spirit of God is the most wonderful thing that can ever happen. When we take our first breath and are born on this earth, our mother and father celebrate our new birth. They invite the relatives over full of joy and laughter, but we've been born into a world of sin and disaster. Something needs to happen to get us out of this state. We need to be born again. The Bible tells us for God's people they were predestinated. It was His plan. Well, if that's the case for you and that's the case for me, we've received salvation. Then the final thing to be accomplished for us is our glorification. Well, may the good Lord be with you this morning, and let us always remember that we are living by the faith of Christ and not the faith of ourselves. God bless.